Well, it's your KRKO Morning Mouth, Tim Hunter, honored and excited to be talking to Howard Jones, who is heading our way a week from Friday, June 17th. He'll be at the Tulalip Resort Casino, and it is his first stop in a U.S. tour, 2 months of concert date after concert date. Howard, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yes. It's what I love doing. You know, I've got a new album and going to play 3 new songs from that. And it's the biggest band I've taken out as well. In the States for a long time, and I've got Nick Beggs on bass, who was in Kajagoogoo, and and then of course I invited my great friend Midge Ure. Sorry, there's some helicopters going by my house.
I wondered what was going on there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, at my end, I'm going, oh my God, what's happening here?
There's a military base near. They don't often go over, there's 2 of them.
I thought there was an invasion going on or something.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I've got the biggest band that I've had, you know, for a long time on stage with me, with Nick and Robin. And we do a little acoustic section in the middle of the show. So, it's obviously mainly electronic, and then we go to an acoustic bit in the middle. And my great friend Midge Ure is coming out with us as well. So it's what I do, and I love doing it, and it's going to be fun.
Was there any chance of you ever doing anything else, or were you like born to be a musician?
I don't think that there was any chance of me doing anything else. No, I love lots of different things, but music was the thing that really is so exciting for me to do. And I've, you know, when I'm performing and writing, I just feel so alive when I'm doing that, you know. So, and it's been like that my whole life. I think I started playing the piano when I was 7, but my parents said that, you know, when I was like 2 or 3, I used to sing and perform for people when they came to the house. So it's something in the, I don't know. It was just always meant to be, I guess. So I'm glad I got the opportunity to realize it, because I would have been a very frustrated person otherwise. Yeah.
Well, you and I are about the same age. In fact, we are the same age, roughly over 40. Please allow me my delusions. But you've been doing this a long time. I would look around what's going on in music, and some of the people are out there still doing the same thing they were doing 40 years ago. Yeah. You're still creating. There's something in you that drives you to create more. How come?
It's just, I think that if you are an artist, that you always want to be trying new things and doing something new. It's just in me to do that. I will always be writing songs. I'll always be in the studio trying to create new sounds, and it's what makes me very, very, very excited. I do feel that, you know, if you're reasonably good at something, then you should offer it up. You know, you shouldn't just sit on it. And for me, the excitement is not just being a museum piece, but somebody who's moving forward all the time as well. And I expect that from the artists that I love, and that, you know, so I've got to be like that myself.
Here's a profound question. You look at music back then, let's say 40 years ago, you look at it now. Was music better back then?
No, I wouldn't say it was better. I would say that it was a bigger part of people's lives. It was a bigger part of our Western culture. For instance, my example is that people always knew what was the number one song back in the 80s.
Yeah.
What we had was here in the UK, we had a huge variety of genres appealing to all different youth groups, you know, and, you know, from sort of reggae and ska, you know, to indie rock, and then the electronic movement, and, you know, everything in between. And so there was something for everyone. And I think things have sort of narrowed a bit. But at the same time, we've got streaming services where you can access any music that you could ever conceive. And so it's sort of, in one way, it's narrowed, but then in another way, it's broadened immensely, and you can be introduced to music you would never dreamt of existed. So it's an interesting time, I think, you know, and just like what my policy has been, you know, roll with it, whatever it is, and, you know, try and make it work for you. And yeah, that's what I've done.
Well, what inspires that question is you look at a lot of the media going on, and they keep going back and bringing these songs into their soundtracks. And I think of Stranger Things, season three, things can only get better. There it is.
You know, obviously, that's a young audience who go and listen to the playlist there. And so they're hearing, you know, my music for the first time. And I get very, very excited about that because people, you know, obviously I've been doing lots of interviews at the moment, and those of them with younger sort of teenagers are saying that they are hearing that music, you know, through things like Stranger Things for the first time, and they're just loving it. So how great is that for, you know, for me to feel that it crosses the generations? It's a big thrill.
Well, now Dialogue, the new album, doesn't come out until September, but you've been dropping some singles along the way. You just released one that kind of addresses something that's going on now.
Yeah, I mean, I can't deny it. It makes me angry when I see people being trolled anonymously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind if people, you know, admit, you know, who they are, and they bravely, you know, make those horrible statements, but they don't. They hide away and you never know who they are. And I think that if you're going to criticize somebody so heavily and be so horrible and racist and whatever, you only have the right to do that if you are putting your neck on the line in some way out there in society, which the people they attack are doing. And I think that, you know, it's just so cowardly. It makes people afraid to be themselves and to say what they think, because they know that they're going to get bombarded with this really vile stuff. So yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, that is one of the you know big meanings of that song.
So when you come here next week, you're going to be doing the jet lag thing. Have you come up with a way to deal with that over these years?
Well, I think, you know, drink plenty of water on the plane and don't drink any alcohol. And when you get to your destination, you just immediately go on to that time. You know, when it's bedtime, you go to bed, and it may take a couple of days. With me, I'm so used to it now. I don't really get sort of long-term affected by it. Yeah, that's my trick, is that immediately, you know, and it stay up if you have to and go to bed early if you have to.
What is a normal get-up time for you?
I'm up early, usually 5:30, 6 a.m. in the morning, because I like to go out with and take the dog walking around. I'm fortunate to live in a beautiful rural area. And I love to go out early when there's no one about, and the dog, just me and the dog. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Good for you. No, I've talked to several musicians over the years, and a lot of them are tearing down the old stereotype of, oh yeah, they get up at noon and they're up till 4 a.m. You just can't do that. It's just hard on the body.
Yeah. I mean, on tour, it's a bit different, because you're usually staying up late and, you know, but you're on the bus, depends what time the bus arrives, and so there's a lot more variables on tour. But at home, I'm early, and then go to bed reasonably early.
Okay, well we asked our KRKO listeners if they had any questions for you, so I'm going to just whip through these real quickly. The jet lag was the first question they'd asked. Where does the music come from, and when does it come to you? In the shower, when you're at the dentist's office, when does it happen?
It's interesting. I think that you can't wait for inspiration to hit you. You just have to be in the place where you're making music all the time. So when I was during lockdown, and, you know, when the pandemic was raging, we couldn't go anywhere. I was just in the studio every day, just making sure that if a great idea came along, I was there to capture it. And then things like tunes for song, you know, for melody lines, for vocal lines, because you've got the music going. I mean it's terrible, really. It's not that pleasant, to be honest, because all day I've got these backing tracks running in my head and I can't stop them, and so it's like, gets annoying sometimes. So but the process of that brings me to write a vocal melody, and then a lyrical idea comes. But I've been trying to do vocal lines and lyrics differently this time. I've been like starting with a tune and singing that over and over, and then trying different lyrics, and I'm trying to get the lyrics to really speak now, not just what they say, but with the sounds of the vowels and the consonants, you know, because I think great songs always, the words always sound so good with, you know, with the melody. So I spend a lot of time on that. You can't wait for inspiration. It'll never arrive.
I'm hearing what you're saying because I write comedy, and it's like you can sit there and write comedy and be funny, but you can't just turn it off. Plus, if you leave it on all the time, then you're being observational and looking for things. And it's not work because it's what you love to do.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So it can be annoying to have those things running around in your head all the time. And let's face it, I mean, that's what I do. I write songs that are supposed to have that effect on people, that they can't get it out of their head. I purposefully look for that. So if it doesn't do it to me, I reject it. You know, if I can't remember it the next day, then it's not good enough. So back to the drawing board and start again.
Okay, home studio or go somewhere to a big studio and work collaboratively?
For a long time, actually since the beginning of the 90s, I've had my own studio. I live in a different place now, but, you know, that's the only way I can work it, because I spend so much time on these pieces. I mean, it's weeks and weeks and months, sometimes just on one track. I couldn't really afford to be in a studio anywhere. But when I've got just my own environment, works best for me, and I'm very happy. And I leave the computer running. I know that's not good for electricity consumption, but we do have solar panels. So I just leave it there. So if I'm on my way to bed sometimes, I just think, I just pop in and add a little bit more. And I do, and I can be there for another 3 or 4 hours. But it's the ability to do that I love. So it's, you go with the flow of things, and good stuff comes out.
Yeah, you do what you love doing, and it's not work.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Exactly.
Do you get to have any play time on the tour, or is it kind of this is work, folks? You got to get this done.
Well, I mean, living on a bus with 11 other people, most of them I know very well now because we work together a lot. It's just like this sort of crazy camping holiday. I mean, there's no hiding anything when you're on a bus together. I just like it because it's very different to my normal life. So I don't see that many people normally, family, of course, but when you're on the bus, you're living with your touring family, and it's a chance to really get to know people. And that's the part of it I really like, because you can't do that in any other circumstance. So I just enjoy that. You know, I enjoy getting to know people. And obviously I've chosen the people to be with me very carefully so that we kind of get on reasonably well. But there's always more to learn about people, and I like that aspect.
Well, you're a delight to talk to. I'm just looking forward to this. You'll find him at howardjones.com. You'll see him at the Tulalip Resort Casino a week from Friday, June 17th. Howard, really appreciate the time. I was wondering if it'd be okay if I take a selfie with our Zoom feed real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. There it is. Perfect. All right. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate the time.
No, thank you very much, Tim. Really enjoyed it. Yeah, see you soon.
It's great songs and morning fun with Tim Hunter on KRKO.